It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Over half of SME cyber attacks in Q3 were malware-free, revealed by a Huntress report. The U.S. FTC enhances oversight on AI use, targeting fraud and deception. And AT&T announces a spinoff of cybersecurity business to form a new MSSP entity. This is the Business of Tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Again. Huntress has unveiled their inaugural SMB threat report, highlighting key insights on emerging cyber threats and tradecraft targeting small and mid-sized businesses. Over half of the third quarter cyber attacks on small and medium-sized companies were malware-free. Adversaries are leveraging scripting frameworks and legitimate tools instead of deploying malware payloads. The report also highlights the increased use of remote monitoring and management software tools, or RMM, as a vector for initial access, potentially linked to changes in working practices due to COVID-19. Remote monitoring and management software has been leveraged to facilitate persistence in 65% of incidents in Q3. The report calls for a reassessment of SMB defense strategies and a more nuanced approach to threat detection and response. The U.S. Navy has unveiled its long-awaited cyber strategy, aiming to enhance its cyber enterprise, collaborate with allies, and prioritize defense and operations in cyberspace. The strategy includes 7 lines of effort focused on securing critical infrastructure, improving the cyber workforce, conducting cyber operations, defending enterprise IT, partnering to secure the defense industrial base, and fostering cooperation. The Navy acknowledges falling behind other branches in cybersecurity and plans to shift its contributions to digital defense. Security researchers have discovered vulnerabilities in fingerprint sensors used in laptops from Dell, Lenovo, and Microsoft, allowing bypassing of Windows Hello fingerprint authentication. The researchers reverse-engineered software and hardware, identifying cryptographic flaws in the synaptic sensor. Microsoft's secure device connection protocol was found to be disabled on some devices, highlighting the need for OEMs to enable SDCP and audit fingerprint sensor implementations. This is not the first time Windows Hello biometrics-based authentication has been defeated, and the researchers suggest further exploration of memory corruption attacks on sensor firmware and security on other devices. Why do we care? Attackers are using your tools against you. Using scripting frameworks and legitimate tools, attackers are evading traditional detection methods. They're using your own RMM tools. That said, you can at least take some comfort that the Navy has it hard too. But know that they are investing, including securing critical infrastructure and improving the cyber workforce, with a comprehensive approach. We could all learn something. The European Parliament has overwhelmingly supported enhanced right-to-repair rules, aiming to reduce waste and provide more repair options for consumers. The proposed legislation allows consumers to choose repair over replacement, even after the warranty expires. Sellers will be required to prioritize repair during the warranty period if it is cost-effective, and the legislation also proposes extending the legal guarantee for 1 year after repair. The rules aim to reduce costs and improve access to spare parts, repair information, and tools. Digital platforms will be set up to help consumers find local repair shops, and financial incentives may be offered through national repair funds. The European Council is expected to adopt its negotiating position soon. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has launched a pilot program offering cutting-edge cybersecurity shared services to critical infrastructure organizations, starting with entities in the healthcare, water, and K-12 education sectors. The program aims to provide additional assistance to effectively address cybersecurity risks and reduce the frequency and impact of damaging cyber events. CISA plans to stress test its delivery mechanism and expand the program beyond the initial sectors, hosting roundtables and information sessions to understand the needs of each industry. Interested organizations can reach out to regional CISA offices for more information. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has approved a new process to streamline investigations of cases using artificial intelligence to break the law. The agency's focus on AI-related issues aims to address concerns about potential fraud and deception. The FTC can now issue demands for documents related to AI investigations more easily. Additionally, the agency has launched a competition to find effective ways to protect consumers from fraud and harm associated with voice cloning. Why do we care? Right to repair continues to spread, and the EU continues to lead on regulation. That said, the US isn't sitting still anymore, and we can see investments in cybersecurity and AI. On the latter, regulators have learned from past mistakes and are starting earlier. AT&T is spinning off part of its cybersecurity business to create a new managed security services, or MSSP, entity, allowing its consulting services to grow. The newly independent group, co-owned by AT&T and venture capital firm Willjam, will focus on expanding the Concerti consulting team. The aim moves to enhance agility, evolve the portfolio, and improve budgeting for marketing. The transaction is expected to close in the first quarter of 2024. Microsoft is expanding its AI-powered Copilot feature in Microsoft Teams to include phone calls and chat messages. Copilot can generate real-time summaries, capture key points, and suggest next steps during calls. In chat, it can pull out key conversation points and help create lists or tables. The feature is currently available to participants in the Early Access Program and will be priced at an additional $30 per user per month. Cloud distributor Sureweb will soon add cybersecurity vendor SentinelOne's platform to its marketplace, aiming to enhance its cybersecurity offerings. SentinelOne is highly utilized by MSPs and will make Sureweb more competitive with other cloud providers. The addition of SentinelOne aligns with Sureweb's focus on cybersecurity and its goal to provide modern security concepts to its partners. SentinelOne's offerings will be available through Sureweb in early 2024. Why do we care? There's a savvy logic to moving some security into the network layer, particularly as you think about the SMB market. Why shouldn't customers expect that their connection to the internet be made secure by the provider? Don't sleep on this idea. Did you know that 95% of cybersecurity issues stem from misconfigurations, often caused by human error? That's where LionGuard comes in. Their industry-leading configuration change detection and response platform automatically documents your systems, enabling you to stay ahead by alerting you to any changes. You can also audit and assess user accounts, reconcile billing, and continuously enhance your customer's cybersecurity posture. This also helps you maintain defensibility for cyber insurance and compliance. Curious to learn more? Just head over to lionguard.com/MSPradio and discover how LionGuard can make a difference. Thanks for listening. It's Giving Tuesday, and it's also National French Toast Day. But I don't think those charities want French toast. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and the link is in the show notes. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.